this episode is for all the child-free humans that are in a partnership, marriage, relationship, domestic partnership, anything that you call that between two humans, and you live in the same house, this episode is for you. All our single friends, dating friends, this could be beneficial to you as well, just maybe not as beneficial at this very minute. All of that is up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. I often go down rabbit holes as I'm looking for topics and current trending things for this podcast to help me with podcast episodes. And I recently came across an article about couples not sleeping in the same bed. And I thought to myself, well, that's amazing. That's fantastic. And as I read through the first few lines, it was very clear that a lot of couples that responded did not want to do so. Like, there was a lot of shame and a lot of not wanting to be mentioned and remain anonymous. And I thought to myself, well, I know we have seen this on TV. It's not like it doesn't happen. But I think what we see on TV is older people doing this. But there are benefits to this. And for someone like me who has chronic illness, I can tell you that most nights I'm in pain and I have an extraordinary pillow lineup where I start with one pillow and I switch to another and I switch to another, and then I have a pillow underneath my knees because I sleep on my back. So I could take up a king size bed if you let me, just with everything. And so I see the benefit of having separate beds to sleep in. And I also see the benefit as having your own space. In my home, we have our own bathrooms. So that's lovely and amazing. And that's another whole episode, I'm sure. But I can definitely see that there are, for me, I see more benefits than I do the negatives. So I see more pros than cons. And just because you sleep in separate beds certainly does not mean that there's no intimacy. In fact, it's probably even more fun because you could go to one, you know, you could go to one person's bed, and that could be in a different bedroom or in a different part of the bedroom or a different part of the house. And then you could go to the other person's bed, and that's a different scenario. So you could actually make it fun and create more intimacy and create some fun. But back to some of the positives that I saw, and me personally, because I have pain issues when I'm laying down, and because my husband has difficulty breathing, like literally, I don't even know how to explain it to you, but he just has just major nose issues and has all of his life. So he has a hard time breathing. And so between the two of us, it would be very beneficial, and it would probably be something that would benefit our health if we each slept in a different bed to have quality of sleep. So think about this. I want to know your thoughts. You know where to find me at Not a Mama on Instagram, or you could leave a voicemail for me that link and Instagram link are both in the episode notes here. But I really want to know your thoughts on this. I personally believe there are more pros than cons, but I want to hear from you. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.